The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
Now, yesterday I was just saying, I called it the radio presenter's curse, how we look like a rock of stability here in Ireland. We've got a government, whether you like them or don't like them, they're there. They have a reasonable majority, I was saying. And I was saying we all were casting kind of jealous eyes or kind of almost old schadenfreude eyes at the British with all the stuff that's going on there. But suddenly Joe McHugh crops up in the Dáil, his nice Donegal accent, talking about he can't support the latest MICA redress scheme, and suddenly the government's majority at least has been chipped away at, and not necessarily threadbare, but certainly not as good as it was before Joe McHugh jumped onto his feet. So will the opposition take advantage of this? Is there an actual numbers crisis at all? And if there is it an opportunity for their political opponents to make hay and get some movement on some of their own agenda? So joining me here in studio is Neil Redmond, who's the Fine Gael TD for Dublin Rathdown, formerly known as Dublin South, if you follow these things, and Paul Murphy, who is a People Before Profit TD for Dublin South West. Both of you, welcome to the studio. As I said, we've been looking at what's going on in Britain and saying things are very tranquil here. It's like you guys, Irish politicians, suddenly said, we can't get ourselves on the radio here. We have to do something, whether it's Sinn Féin or Paul's party. Neil, coming to you first. I mean, is this a gimmick in your opinion? Do you think it's just pure showmanship as we come to the end of a kind of a bumpy few months in the Dáil?
Well, I think first things first, there's absolutely no comparison on what's going on in Dublin compared to what's going on in London. And I think anyone who tries to cast in that light is misplaced. But certainly I think the rumour of a potential confidence motion in the government next week, Sinn Féin have threatened it, but they haven't actually submitted. They have till tomorrow. And I believe Paul's party colleague Richard Boyd-Barrett said today that if Sinn Féin don't put it down, People for Profit will. I think this is an absolute stunt. Every week we go into the Dáil on a Tuesday, there's a vote on the order of business, and we have opposition TDs telling us that there isn't enough time to debate legislation, that they want to focus on the issues that are really truly impacting on people's lives. But yes, the idea of having a confidence motion to test the numbers, to put the government under the cosh, when the last time there was a confidence motion put in a government minister, it passed by over 20 votes. And I have no doubt that if a confidence motion does come down next week, not only will it eat up valuable Dáil time, but it will be defeated comfortably by the government with its own counter motion.
Well, whether it's a gimmick or not, if you were in Paul's shoes, would you be doing any different though? Is this not what oppositions do, right? Whether we like it or don't like it, this is what they do.
They do, but there's a time and a reason to do it. Do it for the sake of it, based on looking at the potential voting arithmetic. I worked for an opposition TD for plenty of time. Confidence motions were serious issues that you put about serious actions, either of individual ministers or indeed issues that are affecting the government and the people of the day. So no, just simply because the 6 month timeline has lagged up, it's not an excuse to test the majority of the government. And I absolutely think if it is done, it's a political stunt that will just waste time and deflect from the actual issues that people are worrying about every day that we intend to work on as a government.
Okay, we have been looking to get some reaction from Micheál Martin, who obviously could do with this like a hole of the head at this particular time. So let's hear what he's been saying about the prospect of a motion of no confidence.
We welcome the opportunity that would present to us to outline the fact that this has been a competent and a good government. If you look at how we've come through COVID-19, not just in terms of having one of the better performances globally in respect of mortality, in respect of economic resilience, the way we underpinned the economy throughout COVID such that it bounced back at an unprecedented level with the highest growth rate in Europe. And then in terms of our response to the war in Ukraine, which I think has been clear. So, and then in terms of climate change, this government has, more than any previous government, in terms of the climate laws we've introduced and the direction we have set in relation to active travel, energy efficiency, retrofitting and so forth. We have a lot to say in terms of policy, education, health and, of course, housing, where the Housing for All represents the most comprehensive suite of policies that have been advanced by any political party in the country for quite a while.
Now, there you go. Paul Murphy, I put it to you, he's calling out the issues, inflation, COVID, it's a very significant surge at the moment, the war in Ukraine. We've got Boris Johnson departing and what that means for the protocol. There couldn't be a worse time to be even thinking about a motion of no confidence.
Well, the government no longer has a formal majority in the Dáil. They're down to 79 TDs out of 160. They don't have that majority. They lost it last night because they failed to follow through on their promise to give 100% redress to those who were affected by MICA. But it's not just MICA that they failed on. They have failed in terms of the housing crisis. We have back over 10,000 people homeless, with rents rising at over 10% a year. And they're failing in particular to do with the cost of living crisis.
Okay, so we know you don't like them, but why is this the right tactic? We know you don't like them. We know you don't agree with their policies. Because, but why is this tactic right now?
Because we need to get rid of this government. And there's an opportunity next week to do so and to open the prospect of an election and the chance to elect a left government.
You don't honestly believe they're going to be got rid of next week? I mean, you know in your heart of hearts, well, right?
If they aren't gotten rid of next week, it will be on the basis of the support of various independents. And I would encourage those independents.
So do you want to flush them out to a certain extent?
I encourage those independents to look about the increasing unpopularity of this government and whether they want to be tied to that sinking ship. This government does not want to address the cost of living crisis. They're happy to see the energy companies, their profits soar, the food companies' profits soar, the billionaires increase their wealth by 16 billion over the course of the last couple of years. They refuse to use the measures available to them, like, for example, introducing price controls on energy, which is being done now in Portugal, in Spain and in France. So if the government isn't willing to do those things, and it's very clear that they're not, we need to try to get rid of them and elect a government that will actually represent
Neil,
the interests of ordinary
people. Paul Murphy is saying is, yes, you may squeak through, but you're going to have to rely on independents. We'll find out who they are. We'll see who the real sort of nexus of connections are between the government and who you've got on your side. If it does nothing else, is that not something that's worth pursuing?
No, because I think it's pursuing it for the sake of it. It's taking a singular number and trying to make this a political issue. The last time there was a confidence in the motion in the government 6 months ago, it passed by over 20. This government is addressing very serious issues that are affecting everyone's lives. We've put in a 2.4 billion euro cost of living package already. We have a summer economic statement this week that outlines 6.7 billion euro available to the government in addition for the budget this year. We want to go into the recess getting ready to formulate a budget that will put money back in people's pockets, that will allow us provide more money to build homes, to address the need for childcare places, to look at the very real challenges that people are facing. You have to remember, is this just a test of the strength of the Dáil? You know, a 2-hour stunt to try and get a debate?
Are you irritated at Joe McHugh, your party colleague? Because he's the one that started this. This is all comes from him over Micah. I mean, are you sitting there saying to yourself, thanks, Joe?
No, I wouldn't view it like that. Joe's a good friend of mine, and whilst I was disappointed with his decision, I think what was actually agreed last night by the Dáil in terms of MICA redress is a good package. It did command a majority in the Dáil, and it would allow people in the affected counties to actually go about drawing down funds to rebuild their houses that have been affected by this horrendous curse that is MICA. But we have a situation here that we have a government that has laid out quite clear, that has been in office for over 2 years, got around some of the
Did you know that Joe McHugh was going to do it? Did anyone talk to him beforehand, or was this completely out of the blue, as far as you're aware? I mean, you're one TD, I understand that.
Yeah, but I wasn't aware of it until the vote took place. As I said, MICA isn't a new issue.
So could Joe McHugh, if nothing else, have told people ahead of time this was coming?
I believe he told the party leader, as I said, as a backbench TD who was doing all things Brexit and protocol yesterday. I wasn't aware of it, and I hadn't had a chance to speak to him one-on-one. Others may have. And I look at the situation that we have an opportunity going into the summer months to genuinely address the concerns. This government has been faced with the challenges of Brexit, of a global pandemic, the likes of which hasn't been seen in a century. We are now in a position that we are close to full employment, and we have the opportunity to really genuinely affect change. But ultimately, when it comes back to Paul and his political mission, it is a desire for chaos. It's collapse the government, have a summer general election, and then probably collapse the next government, and it'll be ever thus.
Paul, you're only interested in chaos and collapsing governments. That's your stock and trade, not a whole lot else going on.
The problem is that for ordinary people, there is a real crisis out there. There is real chaos out there for people who are trying to pay the bills. People trying to put oil in their heating tanks, people trying to fill their cars, people trying to buy groceries. People are becoming increasingly aware of the increasing grocery
prices. What would a motion of no confidence do in the short term for any of those items?
Well, if we can get rid of this government and get a government that doesn't serve the interests of the billionaires, the food companies, for example, massively increase their profits in this country and across the world, the energy companies in this country and around the world increasing their profits. So a government that doesn't serve the interests of the rich and big business, well, that could then make a very big difference. I mean, in the first place.
But not in the short term. Not a single thing you'll do next week will put a single drop of oil into a car engine, right? It's nothing to do with that. So what's the point?
I mean, but this government is not going to take the measures that are needed to allow people to resolve.
Has your party put down a motion of no confidence before in this government?
No. Okay. This is the first time that we've done this.
Certainly with Sinn Féin, you know, people will say this devalues if you have constant motions going down. Even your supporters will say, come on, give us a break. We've done this before.
You see, I think that this is a particular moment for two reasons. One is they have lost their formal majority. I think that is an important context. But two is the enormous cost of living and housing crisis, which is not getting better for people. It's getting worse for people. We had thousands of people out on the streets in a cost of living coalition protest a couple of weeks ago. And there's a protest organised for next Wednesday at 5 o'clock outside the Dáil by the coalition to mark the last voting day. So I hope we'll get a majority to kick this government out and to provoke an election. If we don't, I would strongly argue that this will be a lot closer than the 20 that Neil is talking about, and it will be the writing on the wall for the beginning of the end of this government.
They had a vote yesterday, I believe, on a piece of legislation. They won by 15 votes or something of that order?
Yeah, some of them were 5 or 6, the closest ones.
The smallest margin was 5, but this government does command a consistent majority and has done since its election. And bear in mind, we had 4 years of a confidence and supply government, so I think we're in a different situation. And ultimately, respectfully, Paul, you've never voted confidence in any government, and I don't think that's going to change. You and I politics are completely different, and that's fine. How we address the crisis are different. But I fail to see how taking up 2 hours of valuable dull time to have a motion, the result of which is pretty obvious, is going to benefit anyone. If it's a case that we as government speakers get to go out and lay out what we have been doing for the people of Ireland, what we will do, and how we will address their concerns, then so be it. But you and I know that there are so many issues that we need to be debating now, but this sort of political stunt will get nowhere anywhere. It'll just get us 2 hours closer to the summer recess.
So we will use the debate to talk about all of the issues that are affecting ordinary people, to talk about the crisis in
rent. But you can do that any time, right? You can put a motion down any time.
We only get time once every 6 weeks or so. So we're working now and talking to Sinn Féin to ensure
you
that...
You want to talk. We want to act in government. We have put through legislation. We have clearly allocated the money.
Come on, Neil.
Every time we
bring forward legislation, it's blocked.
Because it's bad legislation.
No matter which way you dice it, they never allow you.
We have accepted opposition legislation. We have accepted
opposition. This week, we've introduced a rent reductions bill. We're introduced a rent reductions bill to have real rent reductions.
We introduced
a rent reductions bill this week. Will the government support that to bring rents down to an affordable level for ordinary people? That's positive legislation.
This thing, you're talking about positive legislation, you've given a headline there, but you've actually not gone into any detail exactly what the consequence of this is, how it'll be paid for, and who are the people that will have to see this. This government has consistently worked to provide housing, provide supply to allow rents come down that way. But there's a whole other area where we actually want to use the time next week to enact legislation that is vitally needed.
It's opposition time that's being used. The government has the power, for example. We put forward a motion saying the government should use the power that it has to introduce price controls. The government has that power under the Consumer Protection Act.
Okay.
It's repeatedly refused.
Gentlemen, I'm going to have to leave it here. We've got a few more days. As I said, my own theory is that the Irish political class are jealous of all the publicity their British counterparts have got, but you'll have your chance next week. Paul Murphy from People Before Profit, and we also heard Neil Richmond, he's a Fine Gael TD for Dublin Rat Down. Up next, it is World Chocolate Day. Thanks, Jim.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.